Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to part 56 of 120 of the Shmiras HaLashon Project, To Think Before We Speak. In this section, the Chafetz Chaim discusses the listener's obligations when he hears Lashon Hara, and the Chafetz Chaim points out that just as the Mesaper, the speaker, was supposed to be Dan Lekaf Sechus and wasn't, he did not judge the object of the Lashon Hara favorably. Nevertheless, Mitzvah Lishomeya Lodin Oso Lekaf Sechus, the obligation remains on the listener to judge the object of the Lashon Hara, the subject of the Lashon Hara, favorably. This obligation is even on an ish beinoni, an average person who generally tries to be observant. The kol shekein, but certainly, if the lashon hara is about an ish yirei Elokim, a person who really is recognized as an observant person, he does things correctly. She'alav shayich yosa mitzvah asay debitzedek tishpat amisecha. Certainly, the mitzvah to judge one's fellow favorably exists. And therefore, when it comes to listening to the lashon hara, davar she'eino hagun, anything that will degrade the subject of the lashon hara, even if it's levazosa b'maasei avosav, to degrade him through the behavior of his ancestors, or b'maasav harishonim, or the way he used to behave before he did tshuva, all of these types of cases are examples of nitztavinu, cases that we are obligated shelo lehiskabel divrei hamesaper lefaneinu, not to accept the words that are spoken, lehispazos al yedei zeh, to indeed get the impression that the person is degraded because of this. In the next section, the Chafetz Chaim will discuss the concept of lachush mihu ba'i, that a person is allowed to be cautious in some way. If he's hearing that the person's a thief, he might not take him as a business partner without further investigation. But even on that, we have to be very careful not to withhold normal goodness simply because someone relayed bad information about him, which falls in the category of we were supposed to judge the person favorably. In the footnote, the Chafetz Chaim gives a case study example of how this would play itself out in very blatant terms. He gives an example of somebody who is deeply offended because he took a financial claim to a Beis Din, to a Jewish court, and they apparently ruled against him. They either dismissed his claim or they ruled against him in the case. And he's very angry because he's convinced that he was correct. And the Chafetz Chaim introduces that not only are you obligated to be dan lekaf schus, the dayanim, the judges, because they certainly, if they're judges, they fall into this category of people who are God-fearing and observant. Otherwise, they wouldn't be judges. And therefore, if this is the first thing you're hearing to degrade them, then certainly their regular, long-standing chazaka as good people remains, despite the anecdotal evidence that this person is bringing from his own case. On the contrary, the Chafetz Chaim points out, you should be making an effort, lahotzi milev habal din, to change this person's heart and attitude to the entire scene by recognizing that there could be many reasons why the ruling went against him, that don't mean that the judges are liars and thieves. A common consideration is Ein Adam Roa Nigei Atzmo. A person often doesn't realize how wrong he might be. He's hurting. He feels he's right. Doesn't realize. Also, in heaven, the Chafetz Chaim says, sometimes judges are guided in a certain way for certain unique considerations that a person hearing the case afterwards might not be able to detect. It's well known, for example, that you're not allowed to judge a case unless the other litigant is present. And this listener to the Lashon Hara does not have the other litigant present. Maybe if he would hear the rebuttal, he would change his attitude to the entire case. Chafetz Chaim mentions Hadin Mishtana Mepnei Taina Achas. Even one unique argument could change everything. Also, Pen Lo Toan Kach Be'es Maisa. Maybe he never made that claim during the court case, and now in retrospect, he's making very convincing arguments. Perhaps he was very meek in front of the Beis Din, and for all of their efforts to discern the truth, perhaps it didn't emerge during the court case. Says the Chafetz Chaim, you would have the right to go to the Rav or to the Beis Din, to the court, and tell them, it seems to me, based on what I'm hearing, that there might be a misunderstanding here. Chafetz Chaim cites examples from the Talmud that there were retractions. But the clarity has to be that you could be big and discuss it, but you can't accept it as fact, lashon hara, to degrade the people that this person is talking about. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.